Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're in Music 101, right? Survey of Music with Professor Grant. Do you remember me? I usually sit a couple rows down from you. Yeah, you do. Thought so. I was just having dinner with my girlfriend over there, and I saw you, and I thought I recognized you from class. Yeah, I saw you sitting here alone and I thought, he seems like a nice guy, maybe a little shy, and I think I know him from class, so I should go say hi to him. Hi. Do you mind if I sit down? It's okay, I'm not gonna bite or anything. So, you don't really talk much, do you? No, it's okay. Sorry, I didn't mean that in an offensive way or anything. I like shy guys. What I mean is I don't mind that you're quiet. I tend to talk a lot, so quiet guys don't scare me. I can fill the silence. My name? If it's okay with you, can we not? It's kind of a thing for me. I don't want to tell you my name, and I don't want to know your name either. Is that okay? I know it's a little weird, but just do me a favor and go with it. Or you can just tell me I'm too weird and leave you alone. No? Okay. Well, like I said, me and my friend over there were we were having dinner, and we saw you sitting over here and we were actually talking about you a little bit. I told her that you were really quiet in class and pretty shy, never really answered any questions. But you would sometimes stare at me when you thought I wasn't looking. What? I mean, it's true, isn't it? Look at how red your face is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I wanted to let you know. You realize, right? Girls, they know when you do that. When you look at them. A lot of shy guys try to hide it, like pretend they aren't looking when they are, but girls know. So, do you think I'm pretty? You're blushing again. You want to know a secret? I think you're handsome too. Otherwise, why would I come over here and sit across from you? So, anyways. My friend and I were talking about you, and we had a question. But heads up, it's a little personal. Like, I guess really personal. The kind of thing that, two people who don't know each other, much less, know each other's names, usually wouldn't talk about. But I was just so curious, and my girlfriend told me that I should come over and ask you. So I figured, why not? We were in the same class, right? So here goes. Are you a virgin? It's okay. You can tell me. Are you? Yummy. No, it's cool. I bet you're the kind of guy who sort of has trouble talking to girls, right? Just let me paint a picture for a second. Entertain me. And, whether I'm right or wrong, you can let me know after I'm done, yeah? So I feel like you're the kind of guy who sort of has trouble talking to girls, And maybe you grew up idolizing them. You'd see a pretty girl at her locker and you just go, wow. And you'd kind of like furtively glance at her whenever you figured out when your passing periods overlapped. And maybe you'd just be able to catch her eye. And you knew exactly when at which corners during the hallways between classes that you'd see her, but you'd never reach out to her, right? You'd never reach out to her, and she'd always just be her fairy self, elusive, and you felt like you couldn't reach her. Like, to you, she might as well be the same as magic, right? She'd be so pretty, and she'd have such a cute smile. Like, that's what you notice first, right? So, do you like my smile? It's okay. You don't have to answer me, remember? Girls know. I think I know what it's like for you, honestly. You're not like other guys, right? When you see a pretty girl, you get knots in your stomach, and you get these feelings, and you want things. Like you want to be close to her, you want to be able to talk to her without being awkward, right? You want to be the one to make her smile, but you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You think she's way too pretty for you. She's way out of your league, and you're just hopeless. Like, a pretty girl with a pretty smile would never even glance at you. Is that what you think? Is that why you're so quiet? It's okay. It's okay. It's really cute, actually. It's sweet. Most guys aren't like that. Can I ask you something else? What if a girl you didn't know, one you thought was super pretty, you know, one of those magic girls that you stared at in class and mapped out the way she walked to all of her classes, and the kind that you couldn't take your eyes off of, you know, one of those girls, a girl who's way out of your league. What if she had secretly taken one of her shoes off under the table? And what if she reached out with her foot and put it right there between your legs? What would you think about that? Do you think you'd get hard? Or, oops, maybe you'd already be hard. And what if, you know, just hypothetically, what if this girl you don't know, who's way prettier than you think you deserve, started squeezing her toes and moving her foot just a little bit? And what if she was rubbing you over your pants? Do you think you could handle that? I mean, you wouldn't have to do anything, would you? You just need to sit there. Just sit there still and quiet, like how you usually are, and let her do it. Do you think you might open your mouth a little and start breathing harder? Do you think you might even drool a little as you stare at this really pretty girl, and she smiles at you and she talks to you as she's rubbing your hard cock with her foot? Would you like that? You don't have to answer, because I think I know you, right? You're shy, and that's okay. Girls just know, and I just know. And because you're so precious about girls, and you feel so unworthy around them, you might think, what does this girl want? She can't possibly find me attractive. She just, does she want something from me? Like, she's gotta be faking. She's teasing me because she thinks it would be funny. Maybe she's secretly recording this whole thing. Maybe she's got a spy cam tucked away under her blouse, close to her chest. Or maybe she just wants a good old-fashioned nerd to do her music class homework for her. Is that what you're worried about? You really are hard on yourself, aren't you? So instead of letting yourself enjoy the way she's massaging and squeezing your cock. Hypothetically, you might just be sitting there, worried and anxious, and not letting yourself, what a pity. But at the same time, you don't want to stop her, because it feels so good, doesn't it? It feels good to be wanted. It feels good to be desired, but you're so terrified that the other shoe will drop any second. This girl can't possibly like you, right? She's just doing this to set you up so she can humiliate you and hurt you. But would that really bother you? Would you rather be hurt than ignored? Well, before you let your mind go off in a million different directions, let me tell you something else, yeah? It doesn't matter why she's doing it, because you don't even know this girl's name, right? You don't really care about her, or at least you shouldn't. You've only glanced at the back of her head a couple times in class, maybe caught a glimpse of her side profile. You know, most of the time, she wasn't even in class, right? But ultimately, she's a grown-up, and so are you. So, hypothetically, this girl who has her foot on your crotch, disturbing your dinner, right? You could stop her anytime you wanted. You could go back to eating your food. Maybe it'd be a little bit colder by this point, but you know that you're not in love with her, right? You don't have to take her out on a date or even be nice to her. Because in the end, all she is, even with that face and even with that smile, even with that beautiful glossy hair, and that nice perky chest, you know, she's just some horny girl. And if you wanted, when she excuses herself and walks down the hall over there to the all-gender bathroom, you could follow her if you wanted to, if you really wanted to. And, you know, if you did, if you went in there with her, you could hypothetically lock the door. You wouldn't even have to talk to her. I mean, what would you have to say to her anyway? You have the back of your head looks nice. You don't know her, and you don't care about her, right? All she needs to be is just a pretty place to stick your cock. Your virgin cock. And all you need to be is the cock. Simple, right? Because in the end, all she is just a horny girl, and you don't even know her name. You know what this girl could be to you? Oh god, she could be all the girls you've ever stared at. She could be all the girls you have secret dirty thoughts about. And she could be the girl in your psych class, or the girl on the bike who passes you every day in the quad. She could be the girl behind the counter at the coffee shop. She could even be that chatty girl in your music class that you think about at night right before you go to bed. Whatever you do before you go to bed, in all those nasty and filthy fantasies you have, you could act them all out in the bathroom with this horny girl. And you know what you could do with this girl? Because you don't. Well, I'll tell you. Because girls know, right? You could fuck her throat. You could bend her over the toilet and fuck her pussy. She probably has some lube in her purse. And I'll bet she'd even let you stuff your cock up her ass if you weren't too scared. And why should you be? What do you care? You don't know this girl? You don't care about her. To you, she might as well just be a toy. You can use her to get out all that sexual frustration over girls who've teased you and smiled at you. Girls who talk so easily to other guys while you sit there in that corner too scared to even open your little virgin mouth. She could be that girl for you. You could even pull her hair and spank her and she'd let you. You could grope her tits and hook your fingers into her wet cunt. You could hold her down while you fuck her and call her filthy names. And I know I know you know how to use filthy names. You just haven't quite summoned up the courage, right? You could even get her on her knees and you could spray your nut all over her pretty face and then just smear up her lipstick, make her mascara run, make her cry a little. You look so dumbfounded. I'm telling the truth. It's true, because why not? You don't even know her name. All she is to you is a slut. But on the other hand, maybe you're right after all. Maybe she really is just messing with you. Maybe she's just teasing you. And she could just be taking advantage of a sweet little virgin boy because she thinks it's funny. And when this girl, when she takes her foot away from your crotch, leaving you hard and a little desperate and a little warmer and wetter and uncomfortable in your pants, maybe she knows you won't do anything. Maybe she knows you'll be too scared to follow her into the bathroom, even if you wanted to. Maybe she did all this just because she can. And no matter what might happen after she gets up from the table, she's already done her part to take away your virginity. Because in the end, all virginity is the loss of your innocence. Maybe she gets off on the idea that from now on, no matter what you do or where you go, you'll never be able to forget her, even though you never even knew her name. But then again, maybe she doesn't care about any of that, and she really is just a horny girl who wants to fuck you. So, my question is, are you brave enough to find out? You know, sometimes there are things girls just don't know. Anyway, it was really nice talking to you. I have to go to the bathroom now, and then I'm gonna go back and finish having dinner with my girlfriend. But I'll see you in class, yeah? I'm pretty sure you're gonna see me. Okay. See ya.